Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. John and Lance, along with Dell, here with you for another hour. King of the Witches says JG is wearing logos now like he's a NASCAR race driver. This is a Channel 13 shirt. It's all the different logos that they had over the years, Channel 13. So it's not, it's one logo, it's one company. It's not a bunch of NASCAR stuff. Anyway, you can see us on YouTube. You can see us on Twitch. You can see us on X. You can see us all over the place. So watch the show while you are listening with all of the Twitch people. My daughter and her husband love the Twitch, love all the comments in Twitch.
Sure they do.
They feel like y'all are you can't be better people. That's what they love about it. So you just keep on being you. You just keep being you. There's a lot of comments about Bill Belichick in there. Bill Belichick and Leonardo DiCaprio have the same mindset. Bill is all work and no jerk.
On to the next one.
Yep.
Both of them go on to the next one. We're on to Cincinnati.
On to right. Well, we're on to Miami. We're on to SMU. Yeah, no. I don't know that Bill Belichick fits, but that's just another, that's another thing. Ime Udoka. I thought this was rather odd, but apparently, so talking about Alpe and his game, and here is Ime Udoka and his advice at the end of this soundbite. Listen to this soundbite at the end of this soundbite, and tell me if you don't think this is weird.
Just continue to be a physical presence on both sides, but really my thing is to concentrate on the things you can control, which is, you know, looking to score and not looking to get fouled as much, playing through contact and not looking for a call or letting missed shots affect you on the other end. So you know, they went after him tonight, you know, anytime he had it in the post and he found guys, and that was the reason we had those wide open looks. And so some nights it's going to be a scoring thing, some nights it's going to be facilitating, and he has to be able to do both. But my biggest thing with him is I say to him, get the European out of your game and play through stuff, stop crying.
Wait, don't get the European out of your game.
He said get the European out
of
your game.
No, he said don't get.
Okay, play it again, Del.
He said, I've read it 1,000 times. He said don't get.
Well,
he
said there's an argument. Let's play it again.
Doesn't he say get the European out of your game and stop
don't
crying?
Get. Let's play it again.
Well, Luka is a big crybaby.
Let's play it again.
Do both, but my biggest thing with him is I say don't get the European out of your game. And
yeah, I said don't. Because
don't get the European. Well,
European players are the biggest crybaker.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I said how weird.
Have you watched the NBA? No, they're not.
Well, no, like, actually, you're right.
What are we talking about?
He feels
about?
Like Americans cry and whine they more do. Than the Euros do.
He might be they right, do. Actually, now and, that I think about
and
it.
And Alpe didn't come into the league with a foul-baiting move. Do we remember that he spoke before the season that he worked with someone to try to get a move that would draw fouls? He called it, yeah, I've been working with the coach to try to draw more fouls. He came into the season trying to foul bait. That is an American thing to do.
Yeah. No, you're probably right. I mean, all I can think about is, well,
we watch international
South America.
Basketball.
Heroes
also,
cry too, though.
But also South
they
America.
They flop like, and they cry.
We watch, that is an old school thing.
Manu Ginobili is the great crier
about.
Of all time.
But American players bait. We had the greatest foul baiter of all time play here for a long time.
Yes.
American players cry Elite. About fouls. They all do. And
American fans.
Yes. So what he is saying is, I guess, hey, play like those guys do in Europe. You know, when we watch them in the Olympics, the Euros aren't foul baiters in the Olympics.
It's true. It's when they get here. That now that you say that, I'm sure that's what he meant. That because all I think about is European player. I mean, no one cries harder than Luka.
Luka cries the most
Luka's
I've ever seen.
Luka's the biggest crier I've ever seen. But Maybe he wasn't before he got here.
Oh, I don't know.
No, I mean, you think Luka on the international...
We don't know that. We don't know that.
Because he wouldn't get away with it there. They would just say, keep playing, play on.
That's what I'm saying. My guess is that he doesn't. I mean, I think he knows what he's talking about because Dell's right. I think this is a learned behavior from our players.
I guess my perception of a Euro player is the exact opposite. It's flopping, it's crying, it's whining about it's and maybe that's just become an All-American thing.
I mean, if we watch the Olympics and we talk about how the American players have to adjust to the officiating, it's about not being able to get the calls you normally get and having to play through it. So if that's what he's talking about, how the FIBA rules are different and how you play internationally, I would say he's probably dead on. Hey, cut it out. Just play ball. And if the fouls don't come, so be it. But we watch the sport night after night. Americans cry all the time about not getting a whistle. It's part of the game.
Here's what Chris Webber said in an interview 5 years ago. Chris Webber was talking to Reggie Miller, and he said, the flopping came in through the European player 1,000%. Why?
Yes.
You see soccer, it's the worst flopping in the world. With Vlade, Šarūnas, and these guys, they brought it over. I would always say to Vlade, we got to chill with the flopping, man. We're not going to get respect. Vlade was the greatest flopper. Vlade might be the godfather of flopping, actually. And he was great at selling the head nod for when big men used to bet. So, kids, there used to be something called post players in the NBA. It was years ago. And what would happen was one post player would have his back to the basket, and the other one would stand between him and the basket. And then this player might try to back the other player down, like bump moves. And you know, usually two grown men will try to hold their own space and play physically against each other. But Vlade Divac, when he had these what we used to call post moves, when he would defend it, he would time up the second, usually not the first hit, but the second hit, and perfectly flip the head backwards. Now, Dennis Rodman was also one of the great innovators for flopping, too. Let's not say what. Dennis Rodman was a phenomenal flopper.
Yes, yes. I think you're right. And my attitude watching the NBA for a long time was that Euros were the floppers. Euros were the complainers. Euros. And you know what? Thinking about it, it's become – we've adapted it so well. I think we perfected all of that.
And you referenced Vlade. Vlade hadn't played an NBA minute in nearly 20 years, so – yeah. It's been a while where the innovator has left the legacy. But
the teacher is now the student.
We watch it night after night. Guys throwing their head back, the hooking of the arm to draw fouls. We've made it better.
Here's what AI told me. Yes, while not as prevalent as in the NBA, flopping does occur in the European basketball, and the governing body, FIBA, has a rule specifically designed to penalize players who exaggerate contact to draw a foul, meaning referees can call a technical foul against the flopping player if they deem it excessive. I mean, now we have some things, too, in place, but no one ever calls them. But the flopping is not nearly as bad now as it used to be.
No.
It's not. Now,
oh, no.
Flopping is different than trying to create contact to create a foul. That's always going to be a thing. But flopping off of – remember, John, when, like, AI would come off of he would come off of cuts when he was a two-guard, so Eric Snow would control the action, and then AI would come off a screen. And if you touched AI, he was flying.
Yeah.
I mean, he was going to go flying.
All right, so that led into Ime talking about – now, Fred VanVleet didn't start. He had a bit of a knee problem, so he didn't play the other day. He played in the previous two games, and the Rockets lost both of those games. He didn't play against the Clippers the other night. And there was a point in the first half where the Rockets had 10 turnovers that led to 14 points, and Ime was pissed, and the team came off the court. Amen Thompson started, and he played really well to start the game. He had 22, and Jalen Green had 31. But he had this to say about Fred VanVleet. He's such a calming influence for the team that kind of gets us into what we need a lot. We still want guys to grow and learn. So when he's not out there, it's good for us to do a little bit more. We went to do different things, do different guys to initiate the offense. And one of those guys was Alpi as well, right? Alpi got to initiate the offense. Amen got to initiate the offense. Jalen seemed to flourish without Fred VanVleet on the floor.
Yeah.
To me, I like Fred VanVleet, but Fred VanVleet has been – I mean, we talk about the up and downs with Jalen. Fred VanVleet, for a guy that's been in the, and has done – he is – here's his last games, 5 of 16, 6 of 17, 10 for 19, that's good, 4 for 14, not good, 10 for 25, not great, 4 for 13, 6 for 14, 9 for 23. Fred, I mean, for this – Ime loves him some Fred – but to me, watching Amen run the team the other night, to me, was so much, I don't know, it just seems so much more fluid and different guys getting to touch the ball and facilitate the offense.
I didn't think Amen even ran the team. I thought it was just a variety of guys bringing the ball up and getting the offense started. Jalen did it maybe more than anyone. Amen did some. Dylan Brooks was doing it some. It was almost
Alpi
like,
was doing it.
Alpi, it was almost like there was... I mean, we saw something with literally no – well, the idea of point guard is pretty antiquated for the most part, but it really was – like, it was a variety of people bringing the ball up the court or starting the offense after half court. It was very strange to see, but it wasn't necessarily ineffective. Like, is Fred VanVleet, when he's the quote-unquote point, is the offense any more effective? Is it any more efficient? I don't know that it is. It's not like he's making passes that lead to direct, you know, passes that leads to direct points. That's not the offense. The, you know, there's different elements of, as a matter of fact, I think it's become stickier on the perimeter than it was early last year when Ime was trying to incorporate less stickiness of the basketball. I feel like it's kind of become a little bit of an issue, only Jalen, when he's not settling for threes and he's attacking the basket, although he has had some games where he's, you know, made a high number of threes, when he's attacking the basket, he's special. Like, he is a special finisher. But I don't know. I don't feel like Fred. I think Fred, everything Fred offers you, he'll get you some steals at critical times. I think there's a level of calm, but I don't think it should be oversold. I don't know that the Fred VanVleet experience, I think it's more intangibles and toughness and professionalism, which I thought he was going to bring to the table. It's nothing new. I'm not sure that he makes your team. He definitely doesn't make you a more efficient team. You can't when you shoot 39% from the field and you're not a high assist guy.
No, he's,
like, you can't.
My question, I mean, as much as Ime loves him, so Fred, I guess this, it's not going to just be a 2-year thing. I think this is.
I'm starting to think
as
you're
long
right.
As long as Ime says I want that guy on the floor, I think you're going to have you some Fred on the floor.
I got a message from somebody on Facebook out of nowhere. Like, he must have just been listening to the podcast, and I don't even know what the conversation was. Like, Lance, JG sucks, and I'm like, why is he going after Granato like this? And then as I kept reading, I realized. Oh, he means Jalen Green. We got to get rid of him.
Why would he say I suck?
We got to get rid of him. And I'm just thinking, well, they're not. Well, first of all, why are you talking to me? That's send this to Rafael Stone or, Ime Udoka. They're playing him. But the Rockets, all they did was sign him, and now they've got him under control. It's not, you know, he's going to be happy with his money. The Rockets can move him in the future if they want to. I think they're still feeling out who he is, the player. He's still growing and maturing. There's signs of growth, obviously, especially on the defensive end. I just don't know, like, I'm not sure that moving Fred out of there doesn't unlock a little something else. It ain't going to unlock good shooting because Amen Thompson had a shot that was so bad. Did you see his three-pointer when he missed the rim to the right? He wasn't short. He shot a three-pointer that was wide open, and he missed it to the right. Like, it would have gone in if the basket was, I don't know, a foot and a half to the right. It was one of the worst three-point shots, and I just realized, oh, my God, this might not get a lot better. like, they've got to make sure offensively that they can incorporate what Amen does without making it, you know, just an outside the perimeter. Like, he's got to live inside the three-point line. I'm not saying it has to be Ben Simmons, but it can't. We can't have him shooting threes. I think when you get against good teams in the playoffs, they're going to do everything they can to push Amen Thompson outside and give him every opportunity to shoot outside. Please don't take it.
Let's break. And when we come back, the future QBs in the league, we'll talk about that on the other side right now for each team, for each NFL team. Right now, we're talking about Chastain Ford. I I could tell you about all the deals. I could tell you about December is here, and they've got all these unbelievable deals. And if you trade in your Ram or you trade in your Jeep, they're going to give you a couple of $1,000s off if you buy the Bronco or if you buy the F-150. All of that stuff is good. 1.9% financing, 5.9% financing, all kinds of great financing deals available. I'm telling you, you're going to get your best deal. What I love about the Chastain deal is this. I am going to be part of the family. They're not going to add on. They're not going to mark up. They're not going to gouge me. They're not going to try to put all of these different things in all of the vehicles, the sunroof or the tinted windows or the leather seats or all of these things just to make it the car buying experience awful for you so that you have to you're spending and choking on the bill on your payment every month. No, that's not the way they do it at Chastain Ford. At Chastain Ford, they want you to have the best car buying experience you can have. One of the first things that's going to ask you is how much can you afford to pay every month? Okay, let's get under that if possible, because we don't want you to have a bad car buying when you and regret the car that you buy. You know what doesn't happen? Regret. Regret doesn't happen at Chastain Ford. Okay, first of all, you're going to get the service. Secondly, you're going to get customized exactly how you want it. Third, you're not going to be choking on your payments. Do not exceed what you need to pay every single month, because you don't want that to be a bad experience for you. So tell them right off the bat, honestly, what can you afford? And then let's go to work and get you in that perfect car for you. ChastainFord.com on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, just 5 minutes from downtown Chastain Ford.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
So Mike Sando put out a piece for The Athletic that talked about QB future for all 32 teams. Where are all these teams with their quarterbacks? Okay. Number one, committed without reservation. See if you agree. Pat Mahomes, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow, Justin Herbert.
Yeah.
Committed and hoping the sky is the limit. Jordan Love and C.J. Stroud.
Yeah.
Committed and content, Jared Goff. I don't know why Jared Goff. I think Jared Goff should go in the first one.
Well, Jared Goff's not a superstar. And Jared Goff is, he's not going to go any higher than this.
Second MVP right now.
He's not a superstar, though. He plays on a good team. He's not asked to carry a massive load. His running game does a lot of the heavy lifting for him. He doesn't have to throw for the same yardage.
Well, he has to be as accurate as he is. And
he didn't have to be.
I mean, there's a lot of guys that couldn't do what he does.
He's not a superstar. Come on, who would you rather have? Anybody in that? You'd rather have Jared Goff? If you stuck Jared Goff on any of those other teams, he's not as good. He's got to have things right for him. He's a good quarterback. But I mean, he couldn't handle the heavy lifting that even Joe Burrow's handling, I don't think. Definitely not Lamar Jackson. I would argue he could do some of the stuff with Lamar Jackson, but Lamar does more. But could he do that with the weapons? Yeah, Jared could have some success with Derrick Henry there, but Lamar's the better player. Jared, he's the more explosive player. He's a more superstar player.
Yeah,
Jared Goff needs a running game. Jared Goff needs to be protected. He's not mobile. You know, you think he's a superstar?
I don't know that the Texans wouldn't be better off with Jared Goff.
Well, I don't think that's not the category. Yeah. They said hoping for the sky's the limit. Jared Goff is just who he is. We know who he is. This is who he is.
And Jared Goff is better than, I think, our perception of Jared Goff.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
Now,
Jalen Hurts.
Now, this year and last year really helped because he had a 2 or 3 year run where it wasn't very good.
Committed and content. Jared Goff, Jalen Hurts, Kyler Murray. I think they are. I think they're
content.
I think they're content with Jalen.
They're content.
Kyler.
Like this is good enough. Is content mean this is good enough?
Content means
what does content
okay,
mean?
We're okay where we are.
Okay, so Kyler Murray is that guy. All right, 15 touchdowns, eight interceptions.
Also, listen to this one. Dak Prescott. Baker Mayfield.
Well, these are teams that just signed their guys to contracts and they're stuck.
And they're you know what? We're okay with the guy we got.
Okay. I would argue that the Cowboys probably aren't content.
No.
Although they have a greater appreciation for him since his injury. The Cooper Rush thing, I guarantee you there was a few people who were left over with that little small taste of Cooper Rush when they won, when they were 3-1 in the four games he started a few years back, and who probably thought, you know what, this may end up being a good thing for the Cowboys. Let there be no doubt.
Yeah.
Cooper Rush is hard to watch on a game-by-game basis now. Really hard to watch. He's not good.
Committed and content with no guarantees. Matthew Stafford and Geno Smith.
Yeah.
I think Matthew Stafford is, I don't know. He's really, really
good. I mean,
really
I think Matthew Stafford and Jared Goff are the same guy right now.
Yeah.
You stuck Matthew Stafford back on Detroit, they're winning a ton of games.
I would put Matthew Stafford up in that category.
Geno Smith has 14 touchdowns, 12 interceptions this year.
Yeah, that's not good.
Decision-making has been poor. I wouldn't say content. What's that phrase? What's that little – they will draft a new quarterback this year. One of the names that is being leaked over there with them is Quinn Ewers.
Committed with concerns. We signed our quarterback to an expensive long-term extension but can't feel great about it for different reasons.
Dak Prescott.
Tua. Yeah, Dak should be in this category.
Yep.
Tua.
Kyler.
And Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah, I guess it's a very specific Trevor Lawrence category.
Wait a minute. Do you put Tua in the same category as Trevor Lawrence?
I wouldn't.
Dell?
I put him in a better category.
I don't get it. When those two are on the field, and let's be clear, Trevor Lawrence has injury concerns himself. One is a clearly better player. I'm not sure what that's about other than perception.
Committed and content.
A perception from a couple years
shouldn't
ago.
Shouldn't that be committed and content?
Maybe. Yeah, the concern is health. But when he plays, he's a good quarterback. But this has been going on for years now. So
you can win with Tua.
Yeah, so I'm not sure what that's about other than his priors from years ago.
I don't think you win because
injury concerns.
See, I don't think you're a win because of player. There's only a few win because of players.
Well, that's interesting.
I think he's a win with
players. They're awful when he's not playing. Like, well, yeah. Not just awful. Like one of the worst offenses to ever exist.
You can win with him. You can't win with
Skylar
Thompson.
Well, it would be nice if you had a decent backup.
You can't win with Skylar Thompson. You don't have most backups are not win with.
Well, Teddy Bridgewater, he didn't win with.
No,
they stunk.
Most backups are not win with players.
No, win or win with. Win because, win with, the offense doesn't operate. Tua is the system. People, the best thing that happened to him as far as reputation was the fact that another year with Mike McDaniel and backups, and they were awful.
Oh, the blessings are today, Dell.
What?
Tamale.
They're coming today? I thought you said tomorrow.
Yeah, set it up out there. Oh, John, oh, you don't get no tamales, Luigi.
I don't want any tamales today.
Okay? You don't get a concha.
I'm going to have tamales when I get back. I don't want them today.
From who? Who are you going to get them from?
Nobody eats tamales on Tuesdays. It's not Tamale Tuesday. Everybody knows it's Taco
Tamale
Tuesday.
Tamale Tuesday. That's what LeBron says in his videos, Tamale Tuesday.
He doesn't say it anymore. So you don't want tamales today, huh?
I don't want tamales
When are you
today.
Coming back?
I'm coming back next Monday.
Well, you don't get food. You don't get no food tomorrow either.
No.
Kay Alexander's bringing food tomorrow. When's 11:30?
I can save some tamales for John. That's no problem.
Why would you do that?
You can freeze tamales.
Why would you do that for him?
I'm a good teammate.
He wouldn't do that for you.
Team.
He wouldn't do that for you?
Team. Yes, I would.
He gives me sugo.
I have.
He gives me sugo.
He would just taunt you and say, oh, you're not here.
You're
trying to split us up.
I bring you sugo, too.
I don't eat your sugo.
You're trying to split us up.
You what?
I don't eat your sugo.
He didn't like eggs and stuff.
Keep your eggs out of my gravy. But to...
You haven't had my sugo. You never.
I've had your sugo. You've brought it a number of times. I just didn't have it the last time.
Well,
I didn't want the last time. Keep your egg out of my gravy.
Oh, the disrespect.
Committed until no longer committed. Derek Carr and Kirk Cousins. Dude, did you watch any of that game against the Minnesota?
Yeah, I did.
Kirk Cousins.
He's in his own head right now.
He is. I mean, throwing stupidest picks.
There's no chain. He's not wearing chains now. No touchdowns for four straight games.
Yeah.
For four straight games.
And the interceptions are just bad.
And they're less than a year in. Hey, maybe we should play Michael Penix. I told you, son.
You know,
Kirk Cousins
maybe
was
Atlanta
stupid.
Maybe Atlanta was right to draft
him. Yeah, why would you depend on Kirk Cousins? Of course,
well,
this was going to get
there.
Kirk
Cousins is never this bad. It usually looks like the Kirk Cousins from before, where the stats look good and you can win some games, but you can't win the big games. This is a really bad version of Kirk Cousins.
Committing to an older Kirk Cousins coming off an Achilles for what? There's always a ceiling, and now he's an injured
Just
guy, too.
Just move him to the Colts and let them have another
old
quarterback somewhere.
Aaron Rodgers is in that as well. Yep. Committed,
yeah,
so we're not committed anymore.
I'd say Mike Sando mostly hit these out of the park, other than the Tua one should be committed and we're fine.
Or at least keep him out of the Trevor Lawrence category.
Yeah, that's not right.
Committed, but at what value? Brock Purdy?
Ooh, you mean these are guys with contracts coming up?
Yeah, we got.
Would you like to be forced to make a decision on Brock Purdy's contract?
Well, I mean, I think he's in a lot of the same situation that Dak was in.
You know how much I pay him? Baker money.
Yeah, but he ain't going to
He's
going to
want
money.
More than Baker money.
Look, hey, how bad were they when he wasn't
franchise?
Bad now.
I don't even want to pay him franchise money, actually. That's a lot.
Lots to play for down the stretch with contract talks ahead. Russell Wilson? I'm going to tell you, Russell Wilson's going to be a difficult call for a team after this season.
Not for me. I ain't getting fooled by Russ. I'll pass. I like him for you, though. Hey, I like what Russell did for the Steelers. I am not bringing Russell Wilson on my team. You can't win with Russell Wilson.
Evaluating with a long runway all the rookies.
Yeah.
And evaluating, the clock is ticking. Bryce Young. Anthony Richardson.
Yeah.
And then evaluating, and I need an alternative, Will Levis, Aiden O'Connell.
Boy, he's got a million different categories.
Yeah.
He made him very specific, too, didn't he?
Thank you for your service,
yeah.
Sam
Aiden,
Darnold.
Sorry about that injury. Oh, what is Sam in?
He's in. Thank you for your service. Bye.
It doesn't seem right. You should give him.
Okay. Well, I would keep Sam Darnold, though, just in case J.J. McCarthy doesn't come back.
Sam Darnold is a classic 61 quarterback, 6.1 in scouting, meaning he is a good backup and a low-end starter. And I know he had his little moments earlier in the year.
He actually
just had five touchdowns. I mean,
yeah, did you see his week?
Jordan, that's true. And you see he does it like with 18 passes. Like every pass was a touchdown. Jordan Addison, for those who don't know, go look at what Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison did. When's the last time you saw two wide receivers with that kind of game?
No, it was.
It's hard to have one wide receiver have that kind of game. They had two.
Yeah. That Sam Darnold has been nice for him. I mean, this is a Case Keenum situation in Minnesota. How does Minnesota keep doing this with guys? Kirk Cousins comes in and he lights it up. Sam Darnold comes in and lights it up. Case Keenum even lights it up and takes him to the NFC Championship game. I mean, how does Minnesota continue to do this?
You remember there was a little consternation about – I don't think you'll have anyone fussing. There's going to be some talk, though. Like, you have to keep Sam Darnold on your team. But if you do, just know that when you bring J.J. McCarthy in, and he's going to have – remember, he was injured before the season started. He's got to get his reps in, just like Anthony Richardson missed all those reps. He's got to get his reps in to play, and there's going to be people who go, wait a minute.
J.J. played a lot more in college than Anthony did.
I think 2 years.
He
– Or was he three? He was there 3 years, but –
I think J.J. McCarthy.
No, he's more polished than Anthony Richardson.
He's going to be pretty good.
Yeah, I feel pretty good about him in that offense.
Yep. All right, time to talk about Doc Linville. I want you to feel pretty good about your hair. I want you to feel pretty good. You know, you go out at night and you're – I mean, the first thing you check, oh, look at my hairline. Oh, my God, look at the bald spot. Oh, my gosh. Are girls going to like me? Is this – do I need to – I just hate this. Do I have to wear a hat? All of these things. Don't. You don't have to. Let Doc Linville work it out for you. The PRP or the neo-grafting, he'll decide. He'll tell you, and he'll be honest with you. He doesn't care about the money. Oh, by the way, not only that, he wants to help guys, okay? He's got an ab machine there, okay? He's got an ab machine that is going to make you get rid of that fat. You just lay there and let this machine go to work on you. That's my favorite workout, where you just lay there. Okay, and you just and you can read, you can watch videos, you can do whatever you want. Well, this thing, and you're working your stomach, your ab muscles. Okay, that's my kind of workout. And then he can also help you with your eyes if you got bags under your eyes or the above your eyes. He can help you with that as well, guys. I mean, Doc Linville is here for you. He's been there for women and doing enhancement stuff for them all these years. He's here for us too. Get your hair taken care of. Get your belly fat taken care of. get your eyes taken care of. Guys, you want to look your best, you want to feel your best, 975hair.com, 975hair.com.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back. All right, this is our final segment before news. Oh, the weird. Dell, have we missed anything, sadly, today? We did talk a little bit about Luigi Mangione. No?
I can see through the glass or reflection that the food is here, Lance. So if you want to check out, the tamales are in the building. They're being set up right now, so he's about to leave. We did not talk about the first quarterfinals in NBA Cup action. Are you excited, John? Tonight, we got NBA Cup action.
And tomorrow night, the Rockets and the Golden State Warriors, who they can never beat. So I'm really not that excited.
You're not excited about the possibility of a trophy cup
coming
back to Houston?
I'm not excited about playing a team that you can never beat.
Well,
no.
Every chance, every game is another opportunity to end the streak.
Yeah, that's what I said 15 times.
When did you know that the streak was long? Like, until they informed you, at game 14? When did you know, man, this Warriors thing's been going on for a long time?
Yeah.
Because when you're bad, you don't notice. They lost another game. Who cares? Like, the 3 years that they were terrible, who cares losing to the Warriors? I think it struck me this year, because they had been playing well, it's at 14? It's at 15? And the last two were without Steph on the court.
Yeah. And now Steph is back? And you're on a 15-game losing streak to him? Nikes. You can't beat him without Draymond or Steph.
But at home, John, they play great in the NBA Cup. Aren't you ready?
Well, we got that funny colored floor.
Yeah, it's gonna, and maybe they wear special uniforms for it. Lance is doing all the logistics.
Where's Lance?
He's bringing in the people from Taquerias Arandas. Now,
Lance,
I got to change up the camera
now. How
about
you're doing a radio show, Lance? You remember that?
I am. I'm bringing in one of our guests. Somebody we got to talk about. Our sponsor, Taquerias Arandas and Arandas Sports Bar. I missed your name again. Ricky, speaking of that microphone, because what you have is very important information. It's tamales at Christmas, and that is a Texas tradition.
It is.
And you guys have you brought tamales for us. So me and Dell and Alan, our intern, and everyone in the sales force is going to be eating the tamales, and I'm going to be taking some home as well. We've got conchas. We've got all kinds of – so tell us what you brought today, and is this available to everyone in mass, if they're having parties, etc.
So we are Arandas Bakery, and I brought a little bit of everything for you guys for this holiday season. We brought our famous and very delicious tamales, chicken and pork that you can pick up at any of our bakeries, you know, our six locations throughout of all of Houston. And then I brought a little bit of variety of our pan dulce, like you said, the conchas, the cuernitos, marranitos, and the Christmas cookies, which we can't stock enough of them on our shelves right now, because everybody, you know, not only are they good, but everybody needs them for their parties. Everybody's getting them for their get-togethers, which are going on right now all the way through Christmas.
So how many different, like, flavors do y'all have from a tamale standpoint?
Tamales, we have a few variety in each of our bakeries, but the main two that we have are pork and chicken. Pork and red sauce and chicken and green sauce.
Okay, so those are the two primary ones. And so if people want to pick them up for their parties or whatever the case may be, they can just call it in?
Yeah, absolutely. They can call it in. Stop by our store. We have them every day. Or place your orders to make sure we have what you need. And you can come in any day. We have them primarily through the early afternoon. So from open 5, 6 a.m. until early afternoon.
So if you've got people listening who want to go watch the Rockets coming up and they go to Arandas Sports Bar.
Absolutely.
Can they get tamales there?
Yes, they can.
The same tamales you're selling?
Absolutely. It's all made in-house, and you can stop by any of our sports bar location and catch one of the games. You know, Rocket season just started up, and then, you know, we're ending the football, both football seasons, right? The college and
the
NFL.
We're hoping we're not ending it too fast with the Texans.
No,
I
meant the end of the season, not the end of the road.
Well,
for the
Texans. Not the end of the road. Okay, so we got that available, and you can do that. You guys do it for I would imagine big office gatherings. You can do
large orders as well.
We can take care of you for any of your needs, any of your gatherings, small or large, whether it's family, you know, business, office. You got it. We come on in. We got you covered.
This is very important. Can you come back and bring something else food-wise? I may need to talk to Saul about this because John's going to cry and complain because he's not going to have food today. He already told us it's not Tamale Tuesday. That's not what we call it. And I told him, me and Del said, yes, it is here. It's Tamale Tuesday for us. So are y'all going to be able to bring John some stuff?
Absolutely. Next week.
Absolutely, we
can. Next week he wants you to bring it.
Hey, and I think that's it. We just started a new tradition. No longer Taco Tuesday. It's Tamale Tuesday.
Tamale Tuesday is what it should be.
It should be.
Well, is it true?
Let's start it next week.
Oh, it's next week.
Yeah, start next week. Is it true? My wife tells me that just widows have chili on their tamales. Is that really just a gringo thing?
No, everybody does.
See, she doesn't know. She's from Kingwood.
She's not.
Listen to her.
But our tamales, our sauces are baked into the tamale. So, I mean, it's preference. It really is preference. It's like how you hold a taco, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's preference. Whether you roll it up or you leave it open.
Does it bother you that they're called tamales? That's what they actually are. But does it bother you that so many people call it a tamale?
I guess that's the English way of saying it.
Yes, tamale. It is.
But if you've seen it in Spanish or Spanish connotation, it's tamal. Mm-hmm. Un tamal de puerco. Pork, un tamal de pollo, chicken. So,
well, we're looking forward to it. We got a break coming up. John's basically going to do the whole segment by himself next, and we'll just be eating over here, John. But next week, we'll bring you food. And Saul, he wants breakfast tacos too, so you're going to have to bring some breakfast tacos up as well.
We got you covered. We can make that happen. Enjoy our tamales. Next. Enjoy the Christmas season. Stop by one of our bakeries or one of our sports bar, and you will
bakeries
enjoy it.
Bakeries are off the charts. The bakeries are phenomenal. Make
next
sure you stop
Tuesday, it. Not today. Next Tuesday,
making demands from California, John Granada.
That's right, and bring fries.
Next
they don't
Tuesday.
Do they do fries?
No, they don't do
no.
fries.
Stop well, asking yeah, for fries. Around this, those y'all have
chips,
fries.
Probably.
Yeah, we have
yeah,
fries.
John, yeah, the sports bar menu.
Fries.
Have fries.
We have a little bit of everything for everyone. So
let's go, baby. Let's go.
You're good.
All right, bring
you're
it
good.
Tuesday.
We appreciate
that,
you bringing the gifts
today.
In today.
Taqueria
Sarandas. You can stop in for your tamales. You got pork. You got. Or you got pork and chicken.
Pork and chicken.
Pork and chicken. Make sure you get those. Order them in mass for your parties, whatever the case may be. Let them do all the hard work. And, of course, the bakeries. There's amazing treats as well. Get them fresh. Get all of that fresh at the local Arandas bakeries. And stop in to watch your sports.
Like you said, let us do the hard work. The only hard work you guys have to do is eat them.
Yeah. And we're good at that. We're good at that. Appreciate
I know John,
yesterday. Thank
I know
you
John
our pleasure. Happy holidays. Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad.
I know John Daspit works hard, Lance.
He does. John Daspit works hard. He's a hardworking guy. Sometimes I don't even, like, you don't even hear from John. I'll text him. I don't hear from him. Like, what's going on with John? Oh, probably one of his billions of law cases that he's got. That's because, now here's the thing, though. He's got the most lawyers in the city of Houston. And the reason's simple. If you're going to have a lot of cases, you need to make sure that you have the proper amount of lawyers to handle the caseload so no one gets lost in the shuffle. And you will never feel like you're not being taken care of with John Daspit. If you've been injured, if you've got an injury or a claim or you've lost property or there's been damage and you need John Daspit to step in or you're not sure if you do, just call for the consultation, 713-CALL-NOW, 713-CALL-NOW. They're also bilingual. And I promise you John Daspit is going to do his best to give you the answer that you need. And if they represent you, they're going to fight so hard for you that so that nothing, no money is ever going to come out of your pocket and you're properly compensated for the pain and suffering that you sustained due to someone else's negligence. It's that simple. Make sure that you go to my friends over at Daspit Law and the Daspit Law Firm, 713-CALL-NOW or go to DaspitLaw.com.
Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
Not surprisingly, Luigi Mangione's social media has been flooded with flirty texts and followers after his arrest.
We're in a weird place.
I just don't get it. Well, I mean, it's been going on for a while, dude. I mean,
I know.
The Menendez brothers.
We cheered an execution in the streets, and then not we, but many people did.
Many people.
And then, they just, it's a thirst trap.
Well,
I heard
some hosts here saying, did you see him with his shirt off?
Some hosts here?
Yeah.
Or the power down the hall?
No.
Oh, hosts here.
Talk about it. That dude's pretty buff.
Well, it's the same with women who watch you and fall in love with the serial killer on Netflix. It's the same vibes.
Yeah, that's true.
Hey, look how attractive the guy who's killing all these women is. Can I date him?
Yeah, but what's she look like? I mean, I know she's a serial killer.
No. The Netflix show, You.
Yeah.
That show with the Joe Goldberg, the serial killer who's attractive, and the women are like, man, Joe could do that to me. Same vibes.
Yeah, unless he was a real serial killer and he's Jeffrey Dahmer.
Well, how attractive is a serial killer?
None of them are. Henry Lee Lucas, John Wayne Gacy. Go show me the good-looking killer.
There was one attractive one. What was
Richard,
his name?
No, who's a Night Stalker?
The one with the van.
Well, I mean,
what was his name?
She looked like a great big fat person.
Ted Bundy.
Oh, you mean this guy?
They loved him.
Did she look like a great big fat person?
I just said Ted Bundy.
Ted Bundy. Ted Bundy was real, and women wanted to marry him while he was in prison serving a life sentence.
Yeah, that's not new. That was a while back.
You said it wasn't real life. This. It happened in real life, too.
That's bad boy stuff.
There's nothing new about this.
Well, this guy's not also he's not a serial killer.
A new Illinois law replaces the term offender with justice-impacted individual in an Illinois Crime Reduction Act. You can no longer say offender. You have to say justice-impacted individual.
Well, I won't.
Yeah, you have to. No, it's the law.
They're not my.
It's the law now.
That's the boss of me.
An AI company that
made... If they give me tamales, I'll listen. If not, offender.
An AI company that made robots for children went bust, and now the robots are dying. Because they don't have their home base. Do you feel like your kid's robot? I don't know if I want to get my kid a robot. I just don't. It looks like a... What were those tiki... they look like they got little green hoods on. And they look like... Not tiki. What's the name of that? Anyway. Santa Claus has been branded... a foreign agent in Russia. Do you think Santa Claus should go to Russia and try to learn all Putin's secrets?
Well, not if they think he's an agent, a foreign agent.
Well, no, because he's going to get pushed off a building, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, he will be dead if they think in any way, shape, or form that Santa Claus is a foreign agent. No question. Scientists have created a lickable VR device... virtual reality device that lets you taste foods through your TV. Do you want to eat food through your your TV?
I want to eat it through my mouth hole.
Well, I mean, you can lick it. Lick the TV.
So you got to buy a special TV, by the way.
Yeah. Right.
So we got to go buy a new TV. Then we're going to lick a TV. No, right. This is dumb. Which scientist? Not in this country.
Yes.
It just said scientist.
VR lollipop embedded with packets of agrigose gel, and you can taste different foods through that by licking your
TV. You have to put gels in there. Can't you just open the packet and just eat the gel?
If you want to eat an avocado, buy an avocado.
So the laziest. I mean, yeah. We're trying too hard now.
A U.S. teacher loses her job after, and this happened in Texas. Apparently, she wouldn't let these first graders go to the bathroom, so they all started peeing on themselves, and she lost her job over it.
Probably a good
call. Do you think teachers should let kids pee all over themselves?
No, they should take them to the bathroom.
Yeah, right? First graders. Well, apparently they were being bad. So they lost their privilege to use the restroom.
I heard a story about Vince Vaughn being so drunk at a bar. A friend of mine was there. He was so drunk, he sat in a corner and was just at this bar, like just wasted. And sat there. And my buddy tried to go over and say hi to him. And he had these hangers on, like, no, get out of here. He's like, I'm just trying to give him a high five. What's wrong with you losers? And then he said, About 30 minutes later, they're just keeping an eye on him. About 30 minutes later, he got up and went and tried to talk to some girls. Pants just soaked in pee. Soaked. He just sat there and just said, you know what? I'd rather just... And I guess sometimes you make that decision like, you know what? I'll just do this right here. I'm fine.
Or you don't even know you're doing it.
He's not in first grade.
Yeah. Well, and yeah. Well, he probably had the alcohol content probably made him about as smart as a first grader.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, about that smart. All right, and finally, a new law has been rushed through to prevent Greyhound owners from killing their dogs. Do you feel like, and this is happening in England, apparently they have these dogs that they're racing, and if they lose, kill it. I don't want to feed it anymore.
Oh, no, this has been going around. Our old friend Dan Shanka got in trouble for some of that way back in the day from our lads.
Oh really?
From the racing. This is a big thing with Greyhound racing are people disposing of, you know, the ones who aren't adopted, disposing of the Greyhounds. It's nasty business.
What do you got, Del?
Mostly because you always blame me for missing things. This isn't even really news, but Jimmy Butler is putting the Rockets on a list of trade destinations, according to Shams Charania.
I would not discount that.
He would. It's the Mavs, the Rockets, and the Warriors. Those are the three teams. If a trade is going to be made, the Rockets are on the list.
Does Jalen like Miami?
There's already a better shooting guard on the roster, so they're not trading for Jalen Green.
Tyler Hero?
What do you give up?
Look at the numbers this year.
Can you imagine Hero and Jalen?
Look at the numbers for Hero. And then you say, how dare I insult Tyler Hero with Jalen Green propaganda?
No, you can't.
What would you give up? The question is, what are they grabbing or do they want from you?
You get Jalen.
They don't want Jalen or Jay
Jay Sean.
Well, that's who you get.
Then you don't get him. Then you don't get no Jimmy.
Good, I don't want him then. You either come over here and you take what we give you or you get nothing. I'll give you some tamales and some conchas and that's it.
He's not making the call. Pat Riley's making the call. But he's he's put the Rockets on the list.
You can get Jalen and that's it.
They're not trading for a worse player than there are.
You're not getting our good
guards.
You're not getting our good
ones.
Fred VanVleet? You need a point?
No.
Yes.
No.
You could use a point.
No.
What about some leadership?
Fred VanVleet.
No. Well, you're going to have a leadership
vacuum.
We got
to make the contracts.
Yeah, make contracts work.
Then Dylan Brooks will go that way, I guess.
Oh, that's fine. Okay, we can get rid of him.
And then a couple of your young players and a couple of your picks.
No. Bye. You know who's very young? Gordon. Cam Whitmore. Here's who we're moving for you. Cam Whitmore and Dylan Brooks.
And
a first-round pick.
Not enough.
Well, no, we're doing it's a good deal
not
for you.
Not enough, sir.
Jimmy's always hurt.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, we're done. Dell is next. He can explain it more next on his show right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We will talk to you again tomorrow, everybody. Have a great day.